morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for Tech Talk, and our phone line is open today if you'd like to participate at 1-800-749-5936. Back in studio today, Charles Mall and Charles Miller. Gentlemen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
There you go.
Boy, that was an intro. I almost remembered this intro, but back when I was a kid, there was a radio station, KFEL, that was in Pueblo, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And the engineer there started off the day with this song, and it started just like you started that. It said, good morning, good morning, good morning. But the song went, good morning, good morning, good morning. It's time to rise and shine. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I hope you're feeling fine. You know, and they would just go on about all this stuff about waking up. And I thought, man, that was a pretty good intro right there. You should make that and play it in the mornings.
I can do that.
I'll have to get that song. I think I have a copy of that somewhere.
I'll need a keyboard, man.
Yeah. Well, actually, I have the KFEL Pueblo. I was telling people when we first started the show that I used to have a little radio station in my basement as a kid. And we experimented with radio. Of course, we got in trouble for broadcasting. But it was a lot of fun. And one of the things that that we did is that KFEL and Pueblo, when they were going out of business, gave us their cart machines and back in the day when they used to do carts. And then they also gave us all these promo tapes. So I have tons of promo beds. And they're old, but they're cool. They're fun to listen to.
Yeah.
And I've got that song. I'm going to have to find that now.
Cool.
Because I think they can wake up everybody in the morning with that. It could become a theme. It was an old-time theme, and it was just to get everybody up in the morning. But it was nice.
I just got a word in from Kevin that our cohort Joe across the hall on KYFM plays that every Saturday.
That same song? That
same song, yeah.
Man, I love that song. That was I'll have to listen to that. That's one of my favorite little intros. It was kind of a neat,
that's
happy thing.
That's my song!
Yeah, hey, you like that. It tells you to wake up.
Morning, time to rise.
Yeah, yeah, that's, I like that guy. He's kind of old and techie. Every time him and I talk, we talk about old and techie stuff. Speaking of old and techie, Charles, did you see my cup this morning in here?
Yeah, couldn't help but notice.
The radio crowd can't see it, but it's the coolest cup ever. It's got Star Trek emblem on the back. Then it has Captain Kirk standing in a starship, what do you call it, transporter.
Mm-hmm.
And he's beaming up, so when your coffee gets hot, he appears. And then as your coffee goes down, he just disappears. It's like he dissolves into nothing. So it's kind of the transporter.
Yeah, yeah. So it took them a while to come up with that. You know, they use mercury. They've got mercury, yeah, you know, floating down.
Yeah, yeah. That was not in this cup, I hope, because no. I'm drinking this. No mercury in there, I hope. But, yeah, it's a pretty cool little thing. When I saw that, it was my boys got that for me for Christmas, and I think it's pretty neat. Yeah. I always look forward to fill up my cup every morning just to see Captain Kirk appear. So, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're listening, William Shatner, you can send me a donation just for speaking your name.
Yeah, making a plug.
He's looking and doing pretty well for a guy who's 90. He just turned 90 the other day.
Yeah, he's a, what is, do they call right? What do they call 90-year-olds? Something
kinda
sectarian
cool.
Or something like that.
Octarian.
I forget what it is.
Eight.
Yeah, so no, it's a sectarian or, anyways, he's old. He's old, and
he
kept talking about, you know, losing his memory. That was his worst fear, you know, but I was always like, man, his lines were so short. I'm sure he didn't have to memorize a lot every day. Just kind of
energize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beam me up, Scotty. It was just kind of a really neat series, and I still, people come in all the time in my shop, Charles, and they say, are you playing Star Trek? They love that, you know,
yeah.
This techie guy, you know, he's got a little electronics shop, is playing Star Trek. But I do, because it's just noise, and it keeps everything around me quiet. Because, honestly, this radio station, you would think would be quiet, because it's a really busy thing on the air. Mm-hmm. But if you heard half the high heels that come down this hallway, that drowns out a little bit of that listening to Star Trek. Yeah. But anyways, I've always listened to it. And I used to live next door to a hair salon in my other shop. So, you know, listening to women talk all day, it was nice to have Star Trek going. So just kind of drowned it all
out.
Got
to balance it out.
Yeah, you got to balance it out.
That's right.
And plus, I've memorized all of them, so I don't even have to watch it. I can just listen.
He knows when the guy in the red shirt's going to get it.
Yeah. But talking about technology, you know, something I was reading this morning, you know, we're going into this new Green Deal energy thing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, everybody's talking about solar systems and solar cells.
Mm-hmm.
And I get probably 20 calls a month on, you know, how do you hook up an inverter to these things to get more power out of, you know, this cell that I'm running on my house? And, you know, to me personally, these things are just sad looking on the top of houses. I mean, these big old monstrosities of cells. What they ought to do, and I'm putting this out there, if you're a guy that designs siding for homes, you need to make siding out of, you know, these solar panels, solar siding. That actually energizes your house. The whole house is a solar panel.
Yeah.
Think about how cool that would be.
That would be interesting. As a matter of fact, I remember probably a decade ago reading about how they're looking at creating solar energy with materials that you can paint on. Just think about that. You know, just painting your house into a solar collector.
Yeah, well, at least it would cut, you know, your bill down a little bit as far as, you know, giving you some kind of a cushion inside.
It'd be nice to have, yeah, a plan B. You know, if you have no power, you know, you have some power.
But I had a dream about that not long ago, because I really did. I was talking to a guy about solar, and for some reason I dreamt that night about solar. And I was looking at this house and all these monstrosities of things in my dream, you know, the stupid solar cells on top of the house. I was thinking, why? And in my mind I was going, why can't they just build a solar panel into siding, you know, strips of siding that are solar panels, and, you know, make it really pretty so that it blends into the house and makes it look like siding, and then your whole house is one big giant
collector
of energy.
Yeah.
You know, it could power all your lights and everything by the, and have a, you know, a storage cell system. You know, a huge gigantic battery they could come up with, some kind of a battery system. And then your inverter's on the wall in your basement, and they're producing all this wonderful, or if you don't have a basement in the garage or whatever, and they're producing all this energy that's free, you know, because there is ways of doing that. But, you know, you look at these houses where people have spent, I mean, lots of money to put these panels up on the top of the roof of their house, and it's just unsightly. Whereas with this, it would be siding, and it would look like part of the house. It'd be nice.
Yeah, but in defense of the roofs, I mean, they've got some really nice, stylish ones, like the Dutch tile roof. You know, just basically just put them in pieces where they look like part of your regular roof.
Hey, I've seen
those. Yeah. That sounds good.
That's pretty. Yeah. They're actually nice looking.
But it gives you that solar capability, you know, and I think that I've got a friend who, he did a whole house in solar. Now, his only drawback was batteries. I mean, your batteries are your...
Yeah.
They're the hardest part of the whole solar setup, you know, is that you got to keep changing these batteries out, and they have battery issues over and over.
Well, that's the same with the solar panels themselves, you know, because the technology changes so much in a decade that those solar panels you put on your roof, you know, people don't realize they have a life cycle of not very long. So, you know, they don't last from here on.
That's not very renewable.
No, so you have to change it out. But, you know, it's getting better. It's just getting to the point where, you know, now the innovative stuff is time to kind of make that more feasible for just the average person. Because so far it's just for people that have money.
Yeah, and you have to have a lot of money to do it. Because when I talked about it, I mean, it cost them, I don't remember, it was a lot of money. I mean, he kept telling me how much he was spending on this and that. And those inverters aren't cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And then to repair an inverter that gets, you know, sometimes those chipsets, you know, your EEPROMs and then your field effect transistors get really super hot. And pretty soon, they burn out. And then you've got to go find out where you can get them repaired. That's where they come to me to try to repair these things. And sometimes we can and sometimes we can't because they'll burn the boards up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've had them come in where the whole board's just melted away, and they got it so hot. And it's usually because a battery failed, and it backed the energy back through the line, and it just burns these things up. So, you know, there's going to be a whole lot that has to transpire to get this technology to go. But I did have that idea. If somebody really was smart enough, they could build a siding for a home. You know, how you have siding panels, and they could build siding panels that are just beautiful. Solar gatherers, make them solar cells on the side of the house.
Yeah, that stuff's coming around. I mean, just give it some time and it'll Yeah. It'll be more common, but, you know, it's just starting that now because it's pretty, you know, pretty isolated now where it's actually getting used. But, you know, back, you know, I just came back from the Northwest, and everybody up there really felt the pain of not having any power. So, you know, everybody's making a run on generators right now.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't like that feeling.
No, it's power. It's not good to be it's not good to be without power.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's but, you know, they're expensive. And you know, they're still, you know, gasoline or diesel powered. Yeah. So, you know, they're still like an engine. So now it's noisy. That's the other side.
Yeah.
Hard to find a good quiet one.
You really can't. Luck. I mean there's some that are quieter, but they're always going to be noisy. I've got a generator at home, and it's a 10,000 watt. It's enough to power my entire home.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing of it is I always have that on standby, and it's in my shop. But in the rainstorm last year, I had to pull it out twice because we lost power and roll it out into my driveway and then turn this thing on, and all the neighbors are like, good Lord, you know, it's loud. But it would power my house, you know, and I can still keep my freezers and everything running. But now the way it is, I put it inside my garage, and just over the last few months, I went and got a pipe system and stuck it out the side of my building and hooked this hose to the exhaust so I can run it in my shop, and it's not so noisy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, you know, it's still loud enough because it's got that pipe hanging out the wall, but it's not as loud. It's more focused, and the engine's not really a bother because it's inside of a building. But it's nice because then you have that power. But, you know, a place like mine, I had to have a generator because my home is built in the 30s, and it has settled over the years, and it's low to the ground now. All the windows of the basement are low to the ground. So if we get a really flooding rain, it seeps into the basement. Or I have a pump system that pumps it out. But if the pump shuts off...
Yeah, no electric.
There's no electric. So I have to have that generator on standby, because that's the first thing that kicks on is to make sure that pump's working to keep the water away from the house. But, you know, my son and I are on a mission this weekend. We bought me a laser. Guys in construction don't know what I'm talking about, but I bought a rotary laser. And I'm going to go out, and we're going to laser my property and find out how we can get that runoff a little better. And since he's a big tractor driver, we're going to fix this yard.
Mm-hmm.
And this poor old house. You know, we're going to try to see if we can get some water flow away from this thing. But, yeah, it's a lot of work to do that, but we're going to see how we can do it.
Gentlemen, we're going to take this break here, and we're going to be right back with more illuminating conversation here with Tech Talk in 1 minute after this timeout.
Shop the first Saturday in Pawhuska today.
Bartlesville Print Shop is where Pawhuska goes for all their printing, personal, office, special events. Bartlesville Print Shop has you covered. Personalized printing on sports and promotional products, apparel, shirts, hoodies, graphic designs, posters, and banners. It's Bartlesville Print Shop for professional printing and graphics with fast turnaround on 2nd and Dewey in Bartlesville.
Fancy Feathers Boutique, where you'll find spring clothing, tux rental, tanning salon, Archer cleaners drop-off, beautiful hanging baskets, and more. Fancy Feathers, open Monday through Saturday, 803 East Main in Pawhuska.
Blue Sky Bank, supporting and serving the community with great customer service, online banking, and paying the highest interest rates on checking in Pawhuska. Stop at Blue Sky Bank on Kaihika in Pawhuska. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Spring has exploded inside the store of Sisters Attic. From spring home decor, new and used items, tools, antique, Watkins products, and more. It's time to experience Sisters Attic on Main, just across the alley from the Merck in Pawhuska.
Good morning. It's time to rise and shine.
Good morning. I hope you're feeling fine.
The sun is just above the hill. Another day for us to fill with all the things we love to do. Oh, can't you hear? It's calling you.
Yeah, there you go. This is Tech Talk, believe it or not, but Charles, you feel whole now, don't you?
Buddy, I'm going to go over and give that dude a hug. I haven't heard that in ages, and that was one of my favorite things in the world to listen to in the morning, because it just kind of got you all ready to drink your cup of coffee. Go. I didn't drink coffee back then, but I got up and had my orange juice. That took me back in time. That and the Mellow Yellow commercials, remember those?
Yeah, I know, we're showing our age now.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah. I'm not that old. You're only as old as you feel.
Welcome to Gen X and Baby Boomer on parade.
Yeah, thanks for that. That was really nice this morning. But anyways, tell us about your trip.
Well, it was another adventure. You know, it was a 2-week adventure this time because I had to stay a little longer because, you know, I always talk about cable management, the need for cable management. And this is one of those little closets that I walked into that all of a sudden, you know, there was problems with the cabling. And
overwhelming.
Yeah, and that's when it gets ugly, when you have a whole bundle of cable that's just tied together with tie wraps, or, you know, you can't hardly trace that stuff. So I'm going to go back here in a few weeks, and I'm going to redo that environment because, you know, the problem with cables, you know, and we see this in our homes. You got cables running behind, you know, all your gear, and it's all over the floor, and it's you just basically just try to hide it instead of clean it up. Well, some of those cables, you know, they can have stress on them. And when they have stress on them, you know, they'll break. So you'll have a connection either in the middle of the line or at the on the ends, typically. And that's what I found out, because I had two wiring closets that I was connecting. And I had three connections between them, and one of them went bad. So, you know, it shut down the network for the most part because I had, you know, they're totally dependent on each other. So I need to kind of rethink how that needs to be because, you know, first of all, you know, I'm not there all the time. So it's got to be reliable. So what I had to do, I had to change it to one of the spares and get the line back in order. But I attribute the problem to the stresses caused on the cables because,
from
you know,
hanging.
Hanging. I mean, give it some time in all this little movement, because we've all experienced, you know, when you jiggle the wires, you know, something comes loose or not.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's not good. And especially it gets to the point where you do that enough times and then the thing breaks.
Yeah, I had really bad OCD as a kid. So my mom and dad, when they bought an entertainment center, they had that same issue. You know, always with my dad's cables, because he had reel-to-reels and all these things, and all those cables were just all hanging in the back of it, just going every direction, and you never knew where anything was. So I told him, Dad, you got this new entertainment center. Let me set this up for you. So I put all the cables together and bundled them together. He goes, no, no, don't do that, because then they hang really heavy, and I start getting cables that don't work. I said, let me show you a little trick. So I took a drill, and my mom, I'll never forget it, because she was having a fit. I was drilling a hole in their brand-new entertainment center in the back, and she goes, what are you doing? I said, well, Mom, no one sees this part of it. We're drilling a hole down here to make a hanger to hang the cables on. And then when I get them all wrapped, and there's a zip, or they didn't have zip ties back then, it was electrical tape, we just wrapped around it. I had a little pin that went up in there and held it into that hole so that it took the weight off the cables. And my dad goes, that was pretty smart. I said, well, yeah. Yeah, take it after you, Dad. You know, no, I just, it was fun.
Yeah.
Because you're right, it does hang on there, and eventually you're going to get shorts. It's going to pull that wire out.
Yeah.
One may rip and connect to another, or it may just pull it out of its sleeve. So, definitely.
Yeah. So, anyway, I got kind of a little lesson there that, yeah, those little things do make a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's basically the problem they were reporting was the fact that they were getting these intermittent drops. All of a sudden, I said, well, you know, maybe it's your internet, or, you know, it's hard. You when you go ferreting stuff like that out, it's kind of it's detective work at that point, trying to figure, okay, which line is it, and which piece of equipment's affected, and when you have a very complex system, it may take a while, which in this case it did.
And in your case, you have to face it. You can't see it over the phone. You have to be right there looking at it.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm rethinking those. Those are the little situations that create opportunity for development.
Yeah. And more work in development. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you try to basically keep it from being a problem in the future, and that's really kind of what it's all about. It's just refining it, you know, to the point where you don't have those kind of things. And cable management's a nice, simple thing, but it really helps in the long run.
Yeah.
Takes care of things. And so that was one of the things that I learned up there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, some of the other things was just the maintenance that's required to make this remote management more feasible. And first of all, you have to know when you have a problem and where is the problem and what can you do about it. You know, so can you create these redundant systems so it fails over to this one or that one. Because I was upgrading some gear and I had two firewalls in there, so one was a failover for the other. But now it's using that third line, which now I'm using. So I got to have some cable people actually fix those ends now, because there's some cable management that was missing. So, yeah. You know, I'm kind of paying the price for not addressing that initially. Because if you do that initially, then you don't have these issues.
Right, right. And those cables probably been there a long time.
Well, actually, no, they've only been there 2 years.
And somebody installed that, they just put it in and didn't really plan it out.
Didn't do the cable management part, so I guess I have to do that.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot of work, too, when you have to go back and do that kind of work.
Yeah, you don't want to have to do that. It's nice to do it right up front.
Sure, yeah.
Then you don't have to go straighten out the spaghetti, as they say.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My. We're going to take a little bit of a break here in just a moment, folks. We'll have more of Tech Talk after this one-minute timeout.
Spend your weekend with the Tulsa Oilers at the BOK Center tonight and tomorrow afternoon. Come cheer on the Oilers as they face off against the Kansas City Mavericks. Puck drops at 7:05 tonight and 4:05 tomorrow afternoon. Buy tickets today by phone or text 918-632-7825 or online at TulsaOilers.com. Tulsa Oilers Hockey. Fun for the entire family. Tulsa Oilers Hockey tonight and tomorrow afternoon at the BOK Center.
Ernest Heat and Air says, don't let the summer heat catch you off guard. Have your air conditioner serviced or replaced with a new high-efficiency air conditioner. Call Ernest Heat and Air today at 918-335-3057 to have your AC checked. That's Ernest Heat and Air, 918-335-3057, 709 Northeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Check their website at ErnestHeatAndAir.com.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. Our phone lines are open here in 1-800-749-5936. Back to your host, Charles and Charles.
We've been some busy guys this last week, though. I know I spent a lot of time doing research on, when phones are made and when tablets are made and all these different computers are made, all the chipsets change. You know, they go to different processor speeds. They go to different ways of communicating. There's just all kinds of new things. Well, Apple came out with all kinds of new updates in this last one. And I mean, people were experiencing battery drain. I mean, immense amounts of battery drain. In fact, my phone was going from 100% in the morning. By the time I got to my shop, it was at 30%. And we're talking just a couple hours.
Wow.
And I have a brand new battery. So I was going, this can't be happening. Something's happened in this last update, because it was fine the day before, and I did that update. So I went in and started doing a whole bunch of research on it. And sure enough, they came out with an update the very next day to correct that problem that was happening, because everybody's batteries were doing the same. But in the process of it, I had chipset damage on the battery. Now I had to replace the battery. So I've been this week replacing a bunch of batteries for people, because that same chipset messed up their batteries. So, you know, we've got to depend on technology a lot of times. It makes yours and my job so much harder, because now I'm having to try to explain to people, I don't really understand why this is happening, but they've fixed it, whatever it is. But you're going to have to replace your battery, because it didn't correct the problem in the chipset there.
Mm-hmm.
So the battery loses its communication with the voltage regulator and power management chip. The two are gone from one another. So we had to go in there and kind of do some work on that to see how we can resolve that problem. And a new battery fixed it. Mine's lasting now. I charged it this morning. It was 100%. It's at 92, but I've been doing a lot of work on it this morning. So, you know, it's coming down at a normal rate.
I know it, and the updates are coming some more frequent.
On everything.
Yeah, that's what's so bizarre. I mean, it's just like you're on this boat, and by the time it gets to the shore of where you're going, it's totally changed. You know, it's a different environment.
Yeah.
And, so like, for example, with Windows 10, the updates have been such a pain in the butt now for the last 6 months, because they've made these drastic shifts, and then you don't find out about it until after the fact. And, when there's really problems, and then they just dress it on the fly. All of a sudden, just slip in another fix. Like, one of the things they're trying to do to fix these issues with drivers, because with Windows 10, One of the weak things is third-party drivers. You know, they may not work well in this environment. So once it's injected, you know, it's like in the bloodstream. Yeah. You know, it's part of the system. And so they're putting that in a whole separate folder. They're changing it so it's not part of the, you know. So when you're troubleshooting, you don't have to go into the Windows stuff. You go into the third-party stuff. It says, well, let's take this one out and make it a lot easier to troubleshoot. So I'm looking forward to some of these updates to actually do some preventative maintenance.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to figure out a way that maybe I can help fix the issue so I don't have to replace so many batteries, because batteries aren't cheap to get a replacement. I mean, it's not expensive, but it's not cheap either. And nobody wants to come in and have this done. But if they're experiencing this loss, I'm trying to come up with a solution as to how can we fix this without having to change out that battery. Because some people have just gotten new battery. You know, they've just sent it to Apple and had a new battery installed. And then the very next week, it doesn't work. You know, and there's some problems here. And these guys are having to address it. It's not going the way that I'm sure they thought.
Yeah. Yeah, but this Patch of the Week Club, you know, isn't really too much fun. Because you can't, half the time, you can't see this stuff coming.
No, and I had that happen to me the other day on Friday, yesterday, where the lady came in to pick up a phone she had left. And we had the credit card machine. I pulled it over, and I said, okay, let's enter. So we entered the amount and immediately went into a software update. And I just sit there watching. I said, well, hold on just a second. Let's let this do an update. 45 minutes it took to do that update.
Oh, my goodness.
So I told her, we're still watching it. And I said, no, let's not wait any longer. It was like 20 minutes in. I said, let me have your card. And we ran it through my phone. We had to enter the numbers manually and do that update. But my machine was doing an update. And why they chose to do it in a business time does not make any sense to me. And so I called them. I was a little upset. And I said, hey, don't ever pull this again, or I'm gonna drop your credit card machine in a split second. So they said, well, we're sorry, we had a really major update that had to be taking place this morning. I said, well, you took place in the middle of my business. Don't do this again. You know, I was upset.
Yeah.
I pay for that service.
Yeah. You know? Well, you might have paid for the service, but you're not. It's still their equipment.
Yeah.
So you're just renting it for them.
Yeah, that's. I found that out with my Apple phone too. So yeah, my Apple phone does not belong to me, even though I paid $998 for it. It's not my phone. It belongs to Apple, and they can shut it down if they want to.
They can.
They own the software rights, and they can shut it down.
Yep, sure enough.
It becomes a paperweight at that point.
Yeah. So we got some fragile spots that we can't address.
Well, I found out that they actually have, talking to the tech, because I have a direct line with them, you know, being able to work on phones. But I was talking to one of the guys, and he says, do you know they actually have a key here that if there's a reason they want to, they can lock these phones down to where it puts a passcode that you cannot get past. Only Apple has it.
Yep.
And Apple's they can shut your phone down. You can never use it again.
Yep, I can believe that.
So I was like, wow, it's pretty intense.
Interesting world we live in. It's a good thing that we have our resident gurus here to kind of lead the way and kind of get the
we
trail
to help
for us. Yeah.
Well, we're in the same boat. You know, we just go down in the engine, see how everything's working.
That's it. And fix the little problems we can. Mm-hmm.
You've been listening to Tech Talk this morning. It's a very good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Charles. And,
good morning.
Charles Ball, where can we find you?
ITVillage.1.
NBR Electronics right here at KWON radio station, right downstairs.
Right there on East Frank Phillips, Southeast Frank Phillips.
Southeast, 1200
Southeast. I don't say Southeast.
Yeah, they get turned around.
Yeah, you get turned around.
Sweet 100.
Thank you, gentlemen. We'll catch you next week. Thank you very much. Your news is coming up next.
Are you getting married? Get the gift of life insurance. Call Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-5460. This is KWON Bartlesville, K227-CQ Bartlesville.